At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discussing John MacArthur and some saucy comments that he made regarding mental health. He said that, you know, PTSD, OCD, and ADHD are not real. Now, are his comments based? Are they cringe? Well, we're going to talk about that. As always with John MacArthur, I like to disclaim that I'm not a MacArthur bro. I'm not a MacArthur hater either. I call balls. I call strikes. And, you know, this is an evangelical news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. That's our Patreon-like system that gives you bonus content for those who support. But we have content each and every day that you can check out on our free newsletter. But the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast if you're new. Best way to help out with those magical YouTube algorithms. So, with that said, John MacArthur made some saucy comments last month. And they were at a conference and they did a Q&A session. And here they are.
No such thing as PTSD. There's no such thing as OCD. There's no such thing as ADHD.
So I just want to say off the bat that I'm probably with them 2 out of 3 there. I struggle with the distinction that PTSD is not real, but I'm pretty much on board with him about the other two that he mentioned. So that's where I'm at the beginning of this. Let's hear his arguments, though.
Those are noble lies. To basically give the excuse to, in the end of the day, to medicate people. And Big Pharma is in charge of a lot of that. If you understand, take PTSD, for example. What that really is grief. You are fighting a war, you lost your buddies. You have a certain amount of survival guilt because you made it back, they didn't. How do you deal with grief? Grief is a real thing. But grief is part of life. And if you can't navigate grief, you can't live life. But if you clinically define that, you can give them a pill, a series of medications, and they end up in L.A. homeless on the sidewalk. This is in regard to children, it's the...
So I'm going to pause right there because he's about to transition into a different topic. So PTSD, which he kind of reduces to grief, and I don't think that's very based, to be honest. I don't really agree with that take, that PTSD is just grief. I would say, you know, let's take off the D for a second. Post-traumatic stress, I think, is a real thing. There's a lot of talk about trauma in our culture these days. Most of it's probably fake, but he used a real example of trauma. He didn't use a fake example of trauma that you see all over the internet. He used a real example and then reduced it to grief. And I don't think that's very fair. I think that's a bad reductionist view of, you know, of the trauma associated with war. So I disagree with them there. I can understand maybe we can just take off the disorder part and, you know, treat it like post-traumatic stress and be less clinical about it. I think there's some wisdom there, but I don't think John MacArthur was coming off particularly sharp trying to talk about military service and use, you know, comparisons thereof. And that seems to be the biggest area of backlash, is his comments on PTSD. So let's finish the rest of the clip.
The most deadly thing that's been unleashed on children, medication. We're trying to make clear to parents that behavior is essentially the result of choices that kids make. And if you parent them properly, they'll make right choices. But if you blame it on something other than their choices, and you identify them as having something they can't do anything about but medicate it, you literally are turning your child into a potential, not only a potential drug addict, but maybe a potential criminal, because they never learn how to navigate life in a socially acceptable way.
So that is where he goes after ADHD, and probably also ADD as well. And I kind of agree with him on that part, for sure. I mean, it's not exactly an unpopular opinion that ADHD is overdiagnosed, and we're just giving kids, at one point in time, it was Ritalin, now it's Adderall, and how easy that drug is to abuse. I believe it's also like a window drug, so it's hard to even give people the right dosage amount, and it just kind of turns some people into zombies in a way. So I don't think these drugs are good for kids. And he's talking about, it developing bad habits for children. Now, there was a South Park episode several years ago where they talked about the overdiagnosis of ADHD, and how doctors were basically just giving kids drugs because that was profitable. That was, they're going to get paid for writing scripts. So that type of, conspiracy is real, and it's been popularly acknowledged as well. I'll use South Park as a barometer for normies, even though, right now South Park's pretty midwit, but there was a time when there were actually edgy satire, believe it or not, and that was one of their more edgy satirical takes, was on exactly that, and that kids just need discipline. And that's what John MacArthur was saying. Now, let's kind of talk about how he was saying it, because John MacArthur is about 84 years old. He sounded rough there. I'm not going to lie. He sounded 84. And he did not sound particularly sharp handling delicate topics right there. And I think part of that is he's not exactly in his wheelhouse. I'm sure if he was talking about Lordship Salvation, he would be sharp as a tack, but he's talking about mental health conspiracy theories, and he sounds old and out of it there, and he's using other people's arguments for the most part, and the fuller context of the clip references some guy's book, but overall, not a great clip for John MacArthur. Just in that viral clip, I agree with about half of what he said. But I do think it's too reductionist to reduce post-traumatic stress to grief. I think it's a different category, similar but not the same, by John MacArthur. So those are my thoughts on that situation. I don't think this is worth being a huge controversy at all, but nonetheless, it is newsworthy, and that's why we're covering it. This is the Evangelical Dark Web. My name is Ray. That's all I got to say about that for now. Stay based. Christ is King, and we will catch you on the next one.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.